The Witchcraft Path, Uncovering History, Rituals, and Modern Views. The Witchcraft Path threads through ancient histories, woven into the human tapestry of belief and desire. From whispered spells and sacred herbs to secret symbols, witchcraft endures as mystery and power. Today, this practice renews, blending tradition with modern sensibilities, a resilient spirit that shapes, heals, and transforms across ages. Witchcraft and its beginnings in early human culture. Witchcraft is a term that evokes mystery, an ancient practice woven from threads of magic, ritual, and deep spiritual belief. The word witchcraft finds its roots in Old English, where wiki and craft blend to signify knowledge or craft of the wise. This ancient knowledge, tied to both natural and supernatural forces, was practiced as far back as recorded history, from shamans of the Paleolithic Age to healers and wise women in ancient civilizations. Over millennia, it has emerged in countless forms, practiced by those seeking harmony with nature, guidance from ancestors, or protection through rituals. It embodies humanity's attempt to influence the unseen, a delicate balance of reverence, power, and connection that resonates across cultures and ages. The historical roots of witchcraft in ancient civilizations. The practice of witchcraft has deep roots in ancient civilizations, where magic and supernatural beliefs influenced daily life and provided a means of connecting with unseen forces. Across diverse cultures, witches and witchcraft served as bridges between the physical and spiritual realms, offering protection and guidance. From white witchcraft used for healing and protection to dark witchcraft aimed at controlling events or countering harmful influences, magic played a crucial role in the spiritual landscape of ancient societies. H3, Witchcraft in Ancient Mesopotamia. In ancient Mesopotamia, witchcraft and magic were integral to religious and spiritual practices. Mesopotamians believed that illness and misfortune were caused by dark forces, often seen as punishments from the gods or interference from demons. Priests and priestesses, acting as intermediaries, performed rituals to appease these gods and to ward off evil forces. Tablets from this period contain some of the earliest records of spells and incantations, showing a structured system of witchcraft where priests wielded power to protect their communities. Here, magic was used not only to heal but also to influence events, such as harvests or weather, highlighting witchcraft's practical and spiritual purposes. Egyptian witchcraft, the duality of dark and white magic. In ancient Egypt, witchcraft was closely woven into religious practices and beliefs about the afterlife. Egyptians believed that spells, rituals, and talismans could protect the soul and guide it safely through the underworld. White witchcraft was commonly used to ensure health, fertility, and protection from harm, and spells from the Book of the Dead exemplify how magic helped navigate spiritual trials after death. Dark witchcraft was also acknowledged, particularly when practitioners sought to influence or control others through curses. Egyptian magicians and priests used herbs, potions, and symbols in their spells, blending witchcraft seamlessly with religious practices to address both natural and personal challenges. Greek and Roman witchcraft, pharmakia and the power of magic. Ancient Greece and Rome contributed significantly to the evolution of witchcraft, blending magic with philosophy, religion, and early medicine. Known as pharmakia, these practices involved herbs, potions, and charms used for healing and manipulation. In Greece, witches were believed to have direct connections to the gods, with figures like Circe and Hecate representing powerful magical forces. White witchcraft was employed to enhance love, health, and fertility, while dark witchcraft involved curses and spells for revenge or influence over others. Roman practitioners, influenced by Greek traditions, used magic in agriculture, warfare, and personal relationships. The Romans also regarded witchcraft as both sacred and dangerous, a duality that underscored magic's influence on daily life. The witchcraft in African and indigenous cultures. In African and indigenous societies, witchcraft has historically been an essential component of community life, rooted in respect for natural and spiritual forces. African witchcraft often involved witches or healers using herbs, talismans, and chants for healing and protection, a form of white witchcraft that focused on community welfare. In West African cultures, witches called upon spiritual deities, or orishas, to aid in healing and safeguarding the community. Similarly, indigenous tribes of the Americas practiced witchcraft closely tied to nature, with rituals, chants, and the use of medicinal plants in healing practices. For these cultures, it was not seen as evil but rather as a means of maintaining harmony within the community and connecting with the land. Asian traditions and witchcraft practices. In ancient China and Japan, witchcraft included practices intended to balance natural energies and influence events. Chinese Taoist priests often use spells and talismans to protect against malevolent spirits, a form of white witchcraft focused on health and prosperity. In Japan, witchcraft intersected with Shinto and Buddhist beliefs, with dark witchcraft used sparingly for curses or retribution, more benevolent practices focused on prosperity and protection. Witchcraft rituals in Asia incorporated symbols and ancestral invocations, emphasizing both the protective and transformational aspects of magic and witchcraft. Witchcraft in Celtic and Norse cultures. Among the Celts and Norse, witchcraft was deeply tied to nature and seasonal cycles, emphasizing both dark and light elements. Celtic witchcraft practices included seasonal rituals, the use of plants for healing, and invocations of earth deities for protection, a form of white witchcraft that sought harmony. Norse witchcraft included the use of runes and symbols believed to hold power over fate, and Norse witches, or Valvas, were revered for their insight and mystical abilities. Viking witchcraft often focused on divination and guidance, with spells cast to influence personal destiny or to gain wisdom from the gods. The legacy of ancient witchcraft practices. The witchcraft traditions of these ancient societies highlight the multifaceted role of magic as a tool for protection, healing, and influence. From white witchcraft that sought to protect and heal, to dark witchcraft used to influence or control, the diversity of these practices shows how witchcraft addressed both communal and personal needs. Today, witchcraft continues to draw from these ancient traditions, with modern practitioners blending historical rituals and symbols with contemporary beliefs, creating a resilient and adaptive practice that bridges past and present. The evolution of witchcraft from ancient civilizations to today reflects humanity's ongoing fascination with magic and the supernatural, highlighting a continuous journey to connect with forces beyond the visible world. Through the preservation of ancient practices and the adaptation of new beliefs, modern witchcraft remains a testament to the enduring power of ritual and the human spirit's desire to harness the unknown. As a white priest, Samuel Zohar Yanai provides specialized services to remove curses, hexes, and dark witchcraft, using powerful Kabbalistic methods to neutralize harmful influences and restore balance. His rituals focus on helping clients get rid of malicious energies, enabling them to break free and recover peace and stability. Learn more about his expertise in witchcraft removal, the legacy of witchcraft, transformation from the Middle Ages to early America, witchcraft in medieval Europe, fear, control, and persecution. In medieval Europe, witchcraft was often seen as a dangerous practice associated with heresy, particularly as the church solidified its influence. Witchcraft was linked to dark magic and pagan beliefs, causing widespread fear. Accusations of witchcraft often targeted those who defied societal norms, and trials became a tool to control and punish individuals perceived as threats. This era saw the rise of infamous witch hunts and executions, as religious authorities sought to eliminate perceived dangers through rigorous persecution. The fear of witchcraft reached its peak in medieval Europe, where social, economic, and religious factors contributed to widespread hysteria and persecution. The Malleus Maleficarum, published in 1487, served as a guide for identifying and prosecuting witches, spreading the belief that witchcraft was a serious threat. Witch trials became common, with thousands accused, tortured, and executed. This persecution extended beyond Europe to the New World, with events like the Salem witch trials symbolizing the dangers of mass hysteria. Witch hunts served as a tool for social control, often targeting vulnerable individuals, and reflected the tension between evolving religious doctrine and societal fears. Witchcraft in indigenous societies, connection to nature and ancestral beliefs. In indigenous societies worldwide, witchcraft held a different, more harmonious role. Unlike European views of witchcraft as dark and dangerous, indigenous practices connected spiritual beliefs with nature, healing, and community well-being. Across Africa, the Americas, and Australia, witchcraft rituals were guided by shamans or spiritual leaders, often using witchcraft herbs and sacred objects. These practices aimed to maintain balance, protect against harmful forces, and honor ancestral spirits. The diversity of indigenous witchcraft reflects a deep respect for nature's power and the role of magic in preserving cultural identity. In African and indigenous cultures, witchcraft has a rich and diverse history, integrated into beliefs surrounding health, community, and the natural world. In African societies, witchcraft is often viewed with ambivalence. It is respected, feared, and sometimes seen as necessary. The Yoruba people in West Africa, for example, have a structured belief system around witchcraft, where the orishas, deities, and babalawos, priests, can invoke supernatural powers for both good and harm. Among indigenous groups, such as the Native Americans, witchcraft practices are embedded in shamanic traditions, focusing on harmony with nature, ancestral spirits, and healing. Witchcraft in early America, the Salem witch trials and colonial tensions. In early American history, European beliefs about witchcraft merged with colonial concerns, leading to fear-driven events like the Salem witch trials. Puritan anxieties, moral strictness, and social pressures created an atmosphere where witchcraft accusations spiraled into mass hysteria. The Salem trials illustrated how fear and power dynamics could transform witchcraft into a tool of social control, with accusations and executions leaving a lasting impact on American history. The Salem witch trials in 1692 was a case study in cultural impact and marked one of the most infamous witch hunts in history, revealing the cultural, social, and legal implications of witchcraft accusations. Prompted by fear, jealousy, and social tensions, the trials saw over 200 people accused, with 19 executed. Salem became symbolic of the dangers of superstition, mass hysteria, and the abuse of power. The trials left a lasting impact on American culture, influencing legal standards for evidence and promoting the concept of due process. Witchcraft's cultural evolution, from ancient rituals to modern, influenced the transformation of witchcraft from medieval Europe to early American colonies, shows its adaptability to changing beliefs, from fear and persecution to complex spiritual roles in indigenous cultures. Exploring these cultural evolutions helps us understand witchcraft's powerful impact on social order, spirituality, and the human connection to the supernatural across centuries. Witchcraft in religion, Christianity, Judaism, and other beliefs. Witchcraft has long intersected with religious beliefs, often leading to tension and conflict. Witchcraft in the Bible is generally condemned, with several passages in both the Old and New Testaments warning against practices associated with magic and witchcraft. Witchcraft in Christianity has often been viewed as evil or aligned with Satan, especially during the medieval witchcraft period when fear of dark witchcraft and evil witchcraft spread across Europe. However, some modern Christians view the connection between witchcraft and the Bible differently, studying ancient practices to better understand historical beliefs. In Judaism, while some forms of magic are cautioned against, the mystical tradition of Kabbalah incorporates spiritual practices to access divine energy. Kabbalistic rituals, such as invoking divine names and creating protective amulets, aim to harness positive forces for wisdom, healing, and protection. These practices are seen as ways to connect with God rather than control others, distinguishing them from the types of witchcraft condemned in the Bible. In contrast, pagan witchcraft traditions such as Santeria witchcraft and Mexican witchcraft have embraced magic as part of a holistic spiritual approach, merging with indigenous beliefs. Modern-day practices like eclectic witchcraft often draw from various spiritual traditions, allowing practitioners to create unique rituals. The rise of witchcraft as a religion, including traditions like Gardnerian witchcraft and Alexandrian witchcraft, has redefined it in positive terms, focusing on nature reverence, healing, and ethical guidelines. Samuel Zohar Yanai specializes in expelling harmful energies and neutralizing dark spiritual influences through powerful Kabbalistic practices. His services aim to release clients from spells and cleanse their spiritual paths, allowing them to break free from negative effects and recover a sense of peace. For those impacted by curses or in need of protection rituals, his guidance provides an effective approach to remove obstacles and dismantle these influences. For those seeking spiritual protection, find details on curse removal and begin the path to cleansing and renewal. Witchcraft and gender, the association with women. Witchcraft has been historically and culturally associated with women, often due to perceptions of women as wielding mysterious or ungoverned powers that challenge social norms. In medieval Europe, accusations of witchcraft became a form of social control, where women who deviated from societal expectations, whether by being unmarried, outspoken, or skilled in herbal medicine, were often targeted. During European witch hunts, the vast majority of those accused and executed were women, rooted in the belief that women's independence or influence posed a threat to established power structures. The link between women and witchcraft was reinforced by religious and social beliefs of the time, which cast women as more susceptible to sin or moral weakness. Religious texts and legal doctrines frequently portrayed women as being naturally inclined toward temptation, leading to suspicions that they could more easily be lured into dark magic or pagan practices. This narrative justified persecution, as religious authorities sought to eliminate what they viewed as female-driven threats to both spiritual and social order. The image of the witch as an independent woman endures today as both a cautionary tale and a symbol of empowerment. In literature and popular culture, the witch has often been represented as a powerful, rebellious figure who defies patriarchal expectations. For modern women, this archetype of the witch has become a symbol of resistance and self-empowerment, reclaiming what was once a term of persecution to embody strength, resilience, and defiance against oppressive norms. The association of witchcraft with femininity has thus evolved, transforming from a tool of repression to an icon of empowerment that continues to resonate across cultures and generations. Comparative witchcraft, a cross-cultural analysis. Witchcraft practices display remarkable diversity across cultures while sharing universal themes of protection, healing, and interaction with natural forces. In African witchcraft, communal well-being is prioritized, with rituals focusing on harmony within the community and protective spells to shield against harm. By contrast, European witchcraft often developed a more individualistic approach, influenced by historical witch hunts and persecution, which led to a focus on personal protection and secrecy. Native American witchcraft emphasizes a deep connection to nature, with rituals designed to honor the earth and maintain balance. In Asian magical practices, such as Taoist rituals, practitioners seek harmony between earthly and spiritual realms, often through spells, talismans, and energy work. This cross-cultural analysis of witchcraft highlights both the unique elements and the shared values within these diverse practices, revealing how witchcraft adapts to the needs and beliefs of each society while resonating with common themes across humanity. Witchcraft as a spiritual movement, Wicca and neo-paganism. The resurgence of witchcraft as a spiritual movement in the 20th century has brought Wicca and various neo-pagan practices into the mainstream, reimagining witchcraft as a positive, nature-centered, and ethically guided spiritual path. Wicca, founded by Gerald Gardner in the 1950s, established a structured, ethical framework, including the principle to harm none, which encourages practitioners to act responsibly and mindfully in their spiritual endeavors. This principle, also known as the Wiccan Rite, has become a cornerstone of modern Wiccan practice, highlighting the role of witchcraft as a force for good, personal growth, and alignment with natural cycles. Gardnerian witchcraft, a traditional branch of Wicca, focuses on coven-based practices, structured rituals, and initiatory rites that pass down specific teachings from one generation to the next. Eclectic witchcraft, on the other hand, allows practitioners greater freedom to blend elements from diverse traditions, such as Italian witchcraft, German witchcraft, Celtic witchcraft, and other global influences. This personalized approach makes eclectic witchcraft adaptable and inclusive, resonating with practitioners seeking spiritual paths tailored to their beliefs and experiences. The growth of neo-paganism and Wicca has also led to the popularization of witchcraft covens, where groups of practitioners gather to celebrate the phases of the moon, honor seasonal changes, and perform rituals for healing, protection, and empowerment. Within these covens, practitioners may engage in activities like binding spell witchcraft for protection, healing rituals, and casting circles to create sacred spaces. Covens provide a sense of community and spiritual support, fostering a collaborative environment where members share knowledge, develop skills, and deepen their connection to nature and spirituality. Alongside covens, many Wiccans and neo-pagans also practice solitary witchcraft, allowing individuals to perform rituals independently and cultivate a personal spiritual journey. In both coven and solitary practices, the use of witchcraft tools like athames, chalices, crystals, and candles play an essential role in ritual work, symbolizing the elements and reinforcing the connection between practitioner and nature. This movement has also popularized the use of protection spells, healing spells, and binding spells as ways to channel intent, connect with spiritual forces, and manifest positive change. Practitioners often incorporate witchcraft herbs and crystals into their practices, creating a nature-centered approach that honors the earth and the cycles of life. Through Wicca and neo-paganism, witchcraft has evolved from a feared and persecuted practice into a respected spiritual movement, providing individuals with paths to self-discovery, empowerment, and community. By promoting ethical responsibility and respect for the environment, Wicca and neo-paganism highlight witchcraft's transformation into a modern spiritual path that resonates with those seeking a connection to nature, the sacred feminine, and a community of like-minded individuals. This renewed interest in witchcraft as a spiritual movement demonstrates its enduring appeal and adaptability, proving that it continues to inspire and empower in contemporary society. Environmentalism and green witchcraft, nature-based beliefs in modern practice. Modern green witchcraft centers on nature-based spirituality, integrating environmental ethics and respect for natural cycles. Practitioners regard the earth as sacred, honoring the rhythms of the seasons, lunar phases, and elements like water, air, and fire. This deep connection with nature has made green witchcraft increasingly popular among environmental advocates, who view it as a pathway to promote sustainability, conservation, and ecological awareness. The relationship between environmentalism and green magic underscores the adaptability of these practices, showing their relevance in addressing contemporary environmental concerns. By embracing green principles, modern practitioners contribute to a movement that emphasizes harmony with nature and ecological responsibility. Witchcraft and the occult, symbolism and ritual in magic practice. Witchcraft and the occult are deeply intertwined, relying on symbolism and rituals to create connections with mystical forces and enhance the impact of magical practices. Symbols like the pentagram, witchcraft altars, and crystals are common in both traditional and modern witchcraft, each carrying specific meanings that amplify intent and focus energy. These symbols serve as anchors in ritual work, creating a sacred space where practitioners can connect with spiritual forces. Rituals in witchcraft are designed to enhance concentration and intensify the power of the spell being cast. Common tools, such as witchcraft candles, herbs, and incantations, play an essential role in occult practices, each element carefully chosen to correspond with the spell's purpose. For instance, colored candles may represent specific intentions, while protection herbs are used to ward off negative energies. Both white and dark witchcraft utilize ritualistic symbols, though the intentions behind them may differ, illustrating the dual nature of magic in witchcraft practices. These symbolic elements are essential for creating focus and channeling intent, with practitioners often tailoring rituals to fit their spiritual beliefs and magical goals. Through the careful selection and use of witchcraft symbols and ritual elements, the practice of witchcraft and occult magic offers a structured yet highly personalized pathway to spiritual empowerment and transformation. The role of spells, herbs, and altars in witchcraft. Spell casting and ritual are essential components of real witchcraft practices. Practitioners use witchcraft herbs like sage, rosemary, and lavender for cleansing witchcraft rituals or to create protection against witchcraft. Witchcraft altars are personal spaces where items such as candles, crystals, and symbolic objects are placed to enhance magical energy. Witchcraft candles play a significant role in rituals, with different colors symbolizing various intentions. The use of runes with witchcraft symbols and protection witchcraft herbs tea is common, as these elements connect practitioners to ancient traditions. Witch doctors have long played an essential role in traditional healing and spiritual practices, often called upon to expel negative energies, remove curses, and restore harmony within communities. Their knowledge of both natural remedies and spiritual rituals allows them to address ailments that go beyond the physical, offering protection and guidance. For a deeper understanding of their practices and influence, explore the Complete Guide to Witch Doctors, covering their role in addressing both health and spiritual concerns. Witchcraft in modern pop culture. In modern times, witchcraft has been popularized and often glamorized by pop culture, transforming it from something feared into a symbol of empowerment that created a fascination with witchcraft spells and symbols like the pentagram witchcraft emblem. Books, movies, and television shows, such as Harry Potter, Charmed, and The Craft, depict it as a mystical and sometimes heroic force, drawing a younger audience to explore its traditions. These portrayals have sparked a renewed interest in witchcraft, shifting perceptions from danger and taboo to curiosity and acceptance. Pop culture has influenced how people view and practice witchcraft, creating a blend of traditional and modern elements. This media influence has led to increased interest in practices like green witchcraft, which focuses on the environment, moon witchcraft, which aligns spells with lunar cycles, and witchcraft crystals for healing. This modern representation of witchcraft often highlights the personal empowerment associated with magic. The influence of folklore witches on cultural beliefs. The role of witches in folklore has influenced cultural beliefs about witchcraft and the supernatural, shaping public perception of magic and those who practice it. These stories contribute to a broader cultural narrative, defining societal views on magic, morality, and the consequences of wielding power. For centuries, witches in folklore have been symbols of defiance, mystery, and power, embodying humanity's fascination and fear of the unknown. This overview of witches in fairy tales and folklore reflects how these characters symbolize complex ideas about magic, morality, and society. From fearsome villains to wise healers, the portrayal of witches in stories offers insight into the diverse ways cultures understand and interpret magic and its role in human experience. Witches as villains, symbols of fear and danger. In many fairy tales, witches are cast as antagonists, representing chaos, fear, or evil. Classic tales like Hansel and Gretel and Snow White feature witches who lure or harm innocent characters, often driven by jealousy, power, or vengeance. These portrayals reflect societal fears of the unknown and serve as moral lessons about virtue, caution, and the dangers of temptation. Through these stories, witches symbolize the darker aspects of humanity, embodying traits that warn against selfishness or deceit. Witches as wise women and healers. Not all witches in folklore are villains. In many stories, they serve as wise women or healers, using their knowledge of herbs and potions to benefit others. In Slavic and Celtic folklore, for instance, the witch figure often embodies the village healer, providing remedies and guidance to those in need. These depictions emphasize the positive role of magic when used responsibly, portraying witches as custodians of ancient knowledge. Such figures underscore a reverence for nature-based wisdom and showcase the duality of magic as a force that can heal as well as harm. The ambiguous witch, moral complexity and power. Some fairy tales present witches in morally ambiguous roles, where they neither fit the strict categories of good nor evil. Characters like Baba Yaga in Russian folklore illustrate this complexity. While she is powerful and intimidating, she can also be helpful to those who approach her with respect. These stories highlight the unpredictability of magic and power, suggesting that witches are forces of nature, embodying both creation and destruction. Such portrayals encourage readers to consider magic as neutral, shaped by the intent of the user. Psychological and sociological impact of witchcraft beliefs. Belief in witchcraft holds considerable psychological and sociological influence, shaping individual behavior and community dynamics. In societies where the witchcraft belief is prevalent, social interactions and mental health can be affected by fear, self-fulfilling prophecy, and group psychology. Individuals who fear becoming targets of witchcraft may experience heightened anxiety, which can impact their well-being and behavior. This phenomenon is evident in historical events like the Salem witch trials, where rumors and fear spread rapidly, fueled by group dynamics and social influence. In modern contexts, the psychological effects of the witchcraft belief continue to play a role in social cohesion and stability, often leading to stigma or isolation for those seen as practicing or associating with it. Understanding these impacts offers valuable insights into how the belief in witchcraft can influence mental health and social structures, revealing the intricate relationship between belief systems, individual psychology, and community stability. Witchcraft healing, folk medicine, curses, and holistic health practices. Witchcraft has a long-standing association with folk medicine and traditional healing, particularly within rural and indigenous communities worldwide. Historically, healers, often referred to as wise women, shamans, or witch doctors, used herbal remedies, charms, and ritual practices to treat physical ailments, restore balance, and address spiritual disturbances. In many cultures, including African, Native American, and South Asian traditions, healing practices are deeply intertwined with witchcraft, blending natural medicine with spiritual approaches that serve the community's health and well-being. Herbal remedies and rituals for physical and spiritual health. Traditional healers frequently use herbs, roots, and natural elements to treat common illnesses, pain, or injuries. However, healing in witchcraft goes beyond the physical. It includes rituals designed to address spiritual afflictions. Remedies might include protective amulets, cleansing baths, and smoke rituals that use herbs like sage, rosemary, and juniper to remove witchcraft influences that could be affecting an individual's health or fortune. The belief is that by removing negative energies or harmful intentions, whether from curses or malicious spells, healers can help their patients regain physical vitality and spiritual peace. Removing curses and protective rituals. In traditional witchcraft, healing often involves removing curses or breaking spells that are believed to have caused harm or misfortune. Practices to remove a curse or remove witchcraft vary widely among cultures but commonly include rituals that cleanse both the individual and their environment. African spiritual practices, for example, may involve the use of protective amulets or spiritual baths designed to clear away dark magic. In Haitian Vodou and similar traditions, spiritual cleansing ceremonies and the use of specific herbs are conducted by skilled practitioners to counteract harmful influences. In some Native American healing traditions, rituals for removing curses may involve the use of smoke, water, or earth in ceremonies that are believed to remove negative energy from the person and restore harmony with the natural world. These practices often include prayers and invocations to spirits or ancestors, asking for their aid in protection and healing. The holistic nature of these rituals emphasizes the importance of balancing body, mind, and spirit, with the understanding that wellness requires harmony in all aspects of life. The role of healers in removing witchcraft and ensuring protection. Healers or witch doctors play a crucial role in communities where beliefs in curses and harmful magic are prevalent. These practitioners are not only tasked with treating physical ailments but are also sought after for their ability to remove witchcraft influences. They may conduct in-depth consultations to identify the root cause of a person's suffering, determining whether it stems from a curse or other negative spiritual interference. Rituals to remove witchcraft often involve prayer, herbal concoctions, and protective symbols that guard against future harm. In South Asia, for instance, practitioners of Jadutana, black magic removal, use ritual elements such as salt, water, and sacred chants to cleanse individuals affected by malevolent forces. Similarly, in Latin American practices like curanderismo, spiritual healers, or curanderos, use prayers, incense, and sacred herbs to banish harmful energies and restore spiritual equilibrium. These healers provide an essential service in maintaining community health by addressing both tangible illnesses and intangible spiritual challenges. Witchcraft healing practices and modern relevance. The integration of curse removal and protection in traditional witchcraft healing reflects the belief in a connected body-spirit experience. While many of these healing practices have ancient origins, they continue to be relevant today, especially as interest in holistic health and natural remedies grows. Modern practitioners of green witchcraft or neo-pagan healing traditions often incorporate protective and cleansing rituals to remove negative energies from themselves or others. The use of sage smudging, crystal cleansing, and energy baths in contemporary settings are adaptations of ancient methods designed to purify and protect. Through this blend of herbal remedies, protective rituals, and curse removal techniques, witchcraft healing practices demonstrate their enduring adaptability and impact on mental and physical health. By addressing both visible and invisible influences, these methods reveal the deep interconnection between belief, healing, and well-being that continues to shape both traditional and modern approaches to health. Witchcraft healing practices have adapted over centuries, blending natural remedies and spiritual methods to expel negative influences, remove curses, and protect individuals from harmful energies. Many practitioners today continue to use these ancient techniques to address both physical ailments and spiritual concerns, aligning mind, body, and spirit. For those seeking to free themselves from lingering negative forces, witchcraft removal offers a comprehensive approach to safely remove curses and restore balance, as provided by spiritual healer Samuel Zohar Yanai. This service emphasizes both personal empowerment and long-term spiritual well-being, providing effective solutions grounded in tradition. Witchcraft and feminism, a powerful connection. The connection between witchcraft and feminism has evolved into a symbol of resilience, autonomy, and defiance against patriarchal systems. The figure of the witch, once associated with fear and persecution, is now celebrated as an icon of empowerment and self-determination. Modern feminist movements see witchcraft as a way to reclaim the stories of women who were historically marginalized for their independence and influence. This powerful connection is particularly evident in Wicca and neo-pagan circles, where feminist groups often advocate for a matriarchal structure within their practices. In these communities, the feminist church focuses exclusively on feminine energy, with priestesses conducting all rituals and religious rites to honor the sacred feminine. By embracing witchcraft through rituals of healing, protection, and self-expression, the alignment of witchcraft and feminism fosters a shared journey toward reclaiming power and celebrating women's leadership in spiritual practice. Legal and ethical implications of practicing witchcraft today. Practicing witchcraft in contemporary society raises important legal and ethical considerations. While witchcraft is protected under freedom of religion in many countries, practitioners still face stigma, discrimination, and, in some regions, legal challenges. Ethically, the practice of curses or love spells brings up questions of consent and potential harm, prompting debates about personal freedom and responsibility. This contemporary landscape reflects society's evolving views on witchcraft, balancing tradition with modern ethics. The enduring influence of witchcraft. Witchcraft remains an enduring aspect of human culture, adapting to fit the values and beliefs of different eras. From ancient civilizations to modern witchcraft practices, the study of witchcraft offers insight into humanity's desire to connect with supernatural forces, gain control over one's fate, and seek healing or protection. Today, individuals are drawn to real witchcraft for its spiritual and personal empowerment, creating a diverse and evolving practice that resonates with modern values. Whether practiced as part of witchcraft religion or as an individual pursuit, witchcraft continues to inspire fascination, offering a unique blend of ancient wisdom and contemporary spirituality. Samuel Zohar Yanai provides expert services to counter and cleanse the lingering effects of witchcraft, offering powerful Kabbalistic practices to help clients recover their spiritual well-being. His methods focus on cutting ties with malicious forces and guiding clients to reclaim their inner peace. For those impacted by spells or curses, Samuel's approach provides effective protection rituals and disposal of harmful energies, creating a path to break free from unwanted influences. Contact us by email, phone, or WhatsApp to learn more.